The time is now 7 o'clock. I'm calling to order the Pappy Missouri River Natural Resources Board of Directors meeting on November 12th, 2015. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Rev State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for tonight's meeting, I would like to announce the procedures that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairman. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. Agenda item number three, quorum call.
Clement.
Present.
Frank Conley.
Here.
Don Conley.
Here.
Fowler.
Here.
Ross.
Yep.
Jack.
Yes.
Leahy.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Poodle.
Here.
And Sherpa.
Here, and we do have an excused absence from Director Rich Teaser. Agenda item number four, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Sherpa.
Yes. Adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion by Director Fred Conley.
Second.
And a second by Director John Conley. Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Sherpa.
Yes. Agenda item six, I have the affidavit of proof of publication for the meeting notice. It will become part of the permanent record of this meeting. Moving along to agenda item eight, agency and association reports and presentations. 8A, Natural Resources Conservation Service Report. Neil Jensen, Director Conservationist. Good evening, Neil.
Good evening. Well, the first part of my report I just want to talk about is showing some of our support to the veterans. This is something that USDA has done and that we give extra preference to veterans in our EQIP program. This is something that started 2014 February 7th, 2014. In addition to being a veteran, part of the eligibility, you've also got to be a farm grant. Once in the last 10 years, you didn't file as a farm grant for extra funding through the program. I thought that was real appropriate to talk about that. The next page, I want to talk about USDA has created a website on www.usda.gov. And there are so many programs out there through USDA and NRCS. And you can go onto the website, start searching for all the different information. What they did was created a website that you can go to and then hopefully be able to just at that website find all the different U.S. programs. All of them. I think that's a good thing. Search through all the different people. But it goes beyond just our USDA or NRCS program. Dealing with how to find a loan, how to do a farm plan. Good website, well, with help of
farmers and ranchers. Next page, just a little
blurb about the Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program. This is a program through NRCS. They invested $20 million with 15 different state agencies. The Nebraska Game and Parks was one of the 15 state agencies that got approved for this funding. They're receiving $1.35 million to go along with their current public access. So this allows, if you accept this money on your ground as a participant, then you are going to allow public hunting or fishing or just birding, you know, being able to go out there with binoculars. And this is something the Game and Parks has done for years, but they've got limited funding. This just gives them some additional funding to promote that program. To find out where these areas are located at, you go to outdoornebraska.org on the Game and Park site, and you can find these public access areas. And the last page is just kind of a poster that was recently done. November is we're celebrating American Indian Alaska Native Month. And this was the winning poster that was done by Dakota Duncan out of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. And best depicted the importance of balance, beauty, and harmony with nature, self, and society. That's kind of the end of my report. Any questions?
Any questions for Neil? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Moving on to 8B, Nebraska Association of Resource Districts. Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Last year when I was at the NECD conference, I noticed a lot of the different delegations that were coming up and asking about how we do business here in the state of Nebraska, how our NRDs function, operate effectively to meet our missions. And I'm sure they came up to Pat as well. And over the time, they've been contacting our side of the house, Dean Edson. And since then, Dean has gone out to approximately 9 states to brief them on how we conduct and do good stuff for the state of Nebraska, to include Texas, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, California, Washington, Idaho, and last but not least, South Dakota. So this is kind of neat that we must be doing something right, that so many people, with water being so more precious by the day, and how we do conservation practices across the board. It's kind of neat to see that. So it's getting out through the other states. The last bit of information, South Dakota has actually introduced legislation now to see if they can get NRDs changed towards our system. So kind of neat. That's what I'll have.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions for Tim? Seeing none, moving on to 8C, the legislative report, Hush Blackwell. Evening, Ron.
Good evening, Chairman Klug and directors. My name is Ron Sedlacek. I'm with Hush Blackwell Law Firm. And we'd just like to take a moment of your time to kind of update you on what we've been doing in the last few weeks since the last board meeting. We've had a number of meetings with particularly senators on the Natural Resources Committee, which is probably the primary committee of interest to our organization. Tim has met with Chairman Shields. This is going to be his last legislative session. It'll be term limited. I've met with the Vice Chair Friesen, as well as a committee member, Senator Hughes. Tim and Director Winkler have met with Senators Kowalski and McAllister, and Steve Graz, who's another member of our team, has also met with Senator Lindstrom. I believe Director Winkler was at that meeting as well. Met with Governor Ricketts. That was with Steve Graz and Director Winkler. Much of these meetings have been surrounding the Offutt levy issue, as well as just ascertaining what may be on the legislative agenda and follow up as to bills that are carried over from the last legislative session. Also, there have been, we've been reaching out to other Sarpy County senators, particularly Senator Sue Crawford, who is very helpful in assisting in relations with the city of Bellevue as well as Sarpy County. Again, reaffirming the state's commitment in regard to Offutt and the importance of the levy issue. The legislature has now released the calendar or the tentative calendar of the session. I'd be happy to have those distributed to each of you this evening. The legislature will meet in second session. It's a short legislative session that they will convene on January 6th. And tentatively, the 60-day session may end as late as April 20th. There's a number of recess days built in there, so they could potentially, if they get all their business finished, adjourn sine die by April 13th. Just to let you know, there are 10 days for new bill introductions allowed during this session. Since they convene on the 6th, it'll be day 10 is January 20th. So any new legislation outside of that which would be introduced by special order at the request of the governor would have to be introduced by the 20th of January. Committee hearings will actually start on day 9, which is January 19th. In the meantime as well, we've been interviewing, meeting a number of legislative candidates. Because of term limits, we have a number of open seats in the legislature. There are 12 at this time. There are 13 incumbent seats up for re-election. Some are being challenged. The filing opportunity to first file for legislature, that opens up at the Secretary of State's office on December 1st. And the deadline for filing for incumbents is February 16th, and for non-incumbents, that would be March 1st. And the rule is interesting in Nebraska because an incumbent doesn't mean an incumbent to the legislature, but actually incumbent from any elected office. So be it you're on a school board or you happen to be on an NRD board, you're considered an incumbent, and therefore you have the earlier filing deadline. And as we speak, it seems there's always other candidates who are indicating their intention to run. Just been trying to keep Mr. Winkler informed as to who has announced, giving some brief background information and bios, but it's a working document. And as I mentioned in the latest email, that there'll be revisions to come every 2 or 3 weeks. And if you'd like to share those with others, that'd be fine. But it is a working document. With that, I'll entertain any questions.
Any questions for Steve? Or for Ron, sorry. All right. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you.
Have a great evening. Moving on to AD, Lower Platte River Corridor Alliance report. We have a written report from Megan Sittler. So we're going to move along to agenda item number 9, which is the public hearing on the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 6 project. General Manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll call the hearing to order at 7:11 p.m. The evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice is the next item on the agenda, and it's part of the exhibits, which will be explained later. Item 4 is the explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Mr. Newman, please.
The purpose of this hearing is for the Papillion Missouri River Natural Resources District to explain the nature of and the necessity of the West Papillion Regional Basin Number 6 project, more commonly referred to as WP6, for which the district seeks to acquire property, the reasons for selecting the particular location or route. Each landowner within the project area has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate, accept, or reject the offer of damages which they will sustain by the proposed acquisition. They also have the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain, and the district shall hear and consider any objections from any persons.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Newman. Agenda item 5 is the identification of the exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is a proof of publication of the hearing notice, which was in the Omaha World Herald on November 2nd and November 5th of 2015. Exhibit 3 is the unnamed West Papillion Creek Tributary Detention Evaluation Conceptual Design Report, February of 06. Exhibit 4 is the West Papillion Creek Levee Restoration Evaluation, March of 2008. Exhibit 5 is the Preliminary Design Technical Memorandum. Exhibit 6 is the October 28, 2015 public hearing notice and information packet sent to landowners by certified mail. Exhibit 7 is a list of landowners mailed the hearing notice. Exhibit 8 is the certified mail return receipts from the information packet mailed to landowners. And Exhibit 9 is a letter of support from the City of Papillion. Agenda item 6 is explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Amanda Grant, please.
So the district is proposing the construction of WP6, which is generally located at 114th and Cornhusker. The purpose of this project is to provide flood control for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area. And this location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area for the watershed. If we take a look at the map, here's Cornhusker Road and 114th Street right here. So I'll just briefly describe what you're looking at. The project involves an earthen embankment, which is right up against 114th Street, with an earthen auxiliary spillway that comes around on the north side. And then the light blue is showing the normal pool area. The blue line is the flood storage area, or actually the 500-year flood elevation, and then the yellow shown here depicts the top of dam elevation. And for this project, it's necessary to acquire property for the construction, operation, and maintenance of this regional flood control reservoir and dam. The district proposes to acquire fee simple title for the majority of the project, also potentially permanent and some temporary easements in, over, and across the lands shown approximately on this drawing. And the district intends to purchase to, at a minimum, the top of dam elevation, so the yellow line. So the intent is for fee simple to the yellow line and then some additional areas that could potentially be remnant pieces. The project design is preliminary at this time. However, much design has gone into it, but there could be some small changes in area that would be finalized at time of when the plans are more clearly defined through final design. So the district is looking to acquire about 103 acres of property for this project, and the drainage area for this reservoir is just over 1,200 acres. The normal pool surface is approximately 34 acres, which is this area in light blue. WP6 will be a public lake and will have public access. There will also be recreation elements associated with this project. Those have not been designed yet, but it is envisioned at a minimum that there would be some sort of trail system around the reservoir, restroom facilities, picnic shelters, and in-lake structure and habitat for fishing. So with that also, for any landowners who are here, I will leave some business cards, and you're welcome to contact me at any time. And that's all I had.
Okay. Is that it, Amanda?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Agenda item 7 is received testimony and statements from the public. Is there anyone in the public that would like to provide any testimony or statements on the project? I'll ask a second time, is there anyone from the public that would like to make a statement or testimony? Third and final time? Okay. Seeing no one, item 8 is the reception of the exhibits, and item 9 is the hearing adjournment at 7:17 p.m.
Thank you, John. Moving on to agenda item number 10 is the public hearing on West Papillion Regional Basin Number 7 project. Once again, General Manager John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will call this hearing to order at 7:18 p.m. Agenda item 3 is evidence of the proof of publication of the hearing notice, which I will discuss in the identification of exhibits. Agenda item 4 is explanation of the purpose of the hearing. Mr. Newman.
Excuse me, I have a question. My exhibits for this one are the same as the other ones. It's other people's.
Yeah, we got the same thing, too. Yeah.
It's there's another map, but Amanda, you can hand it out if you want. And it will be corrected in the record. Okay, thank you. Mr. Newman?
Thank you. This hearing is being conducted pursuant to Nebraska Revised Statute 25-2505. To explain the nature and necessity of the West Papillion Regional Basin No. 7 project, more commonly referred to as WP7, for which the district seeks to acquire property on a willing buyer, willing seller basis. The reason for selecting the particular route and location will be discussed as well. Each landowner within the project area has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer of damages which they will sustain by the proposed acquisition. They also have the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain, and the district shall hear and consider all objections from any persons at this hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Newman. Agenda item 5 is the identification of exhibits. Exhibit 1 is the agenda itself. Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of hearing notice, which was publicized in the November 2nd and November 5th, 2015, Omaha World Herald. Exhibit 3 is the unnamed West Papillion Creek Tributary Detention Evaluation Concept Design Report of February of 06. And Exhibit 4 is the West Papillion Creek Levee Restoration Evaluation of March 08. Exhibit 5 is a preliminary design technical memorandum. Exhibit 6 is a project location map, and identify that it has been corrected and the correct map has been distributed and will be added to the list of exhibits. Exhibit 7 is a letter of support from the City of Papillion. Agenda item 6, explain the purpose and scope of the project. Ms. Grant.
And we'll have the map up on the correct map up on the screen, and then I'll hand out a few other. Okay, apologize for that. Two public hearings in the same night. I got mixed up. So this is the West Papillion Regional Basin No. 7, or WP7 project. We're proposing construction of the WP7 project, which is generally located at 108th and Lincoln Road. It's down here. So this is just to the east of the one we discussed earlier. Cornhusker Road is up here. This is the 108th connection. The purpose of this project is to provide flood control for the Papillion Creek watershed in the Omaha metropolitan area, and the location of this reservoir was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage for the watershed. So, talk a little bit about the design for this flood control reservoir. This one's a little bit different, an earthen embankment in this case, which runs right in line with Cornhusker Road. And rather than an earthen spillway, the proposed design is a spillway through the dam, a stabilized chute, which would be either a fuse plug or a fixed crest design. The permanent pool is shown again here in light blue. The dark blue line would be the flood pool level, and then the yellow would be the top of dam elevation. And for this project also, it's necessary to acquire property for construction, operation, and maintenance of this regional flood control dam and reservoir. We propose to acquire land, fee simple title, and or permanent or temporary easements as necessary in and over and across the lands shown here on the screen. The district is currently looking to acquire about 45 acres total for the project. And the purpose of this hearing is to announce the beginning of negotiations with a willing seller for property that's necessary for the WP7 project. Negotiations on this particular property are anticipated to begin immediately, but no transaction for those parcels would be complete until the 30 days following this hearing. So we will have another public hearing next month to address the process for the additional property owners. And those negotiations would not begin until 30 days from December's public hearing or 45 days from when they're mailed public notice of the hearing, whatever is later. So the project design, again, is preliminary at this time, and as the plans are finalized, the extents may be modified somewhat. This reservoir has a drainage area of 470 acres, and the normal pool, this area shown in light blue, is approximately 13 acres. WP7 will also be a public lake with public access and will have a recreation element associated with it. Those details have not been designed to date, but it's anticipated that it would be similar trail, picnic, restroom facilities, and in this case, probably no motorized boating.
Thank you, Amanda. Yep. Item 7 is received testimony and statements from the public. Is there anyone in the public that would like to provide testimony or statement on this project? Second time, is there anyone that would like to provide any testimony or statements on this project? Third and final time, is there anyone that would like to provide any statements or testimony? Seeing none, item 8, reception of exhibits. Item 9, hearing adjournment, 7:24 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. We're moving right along to agenda item number 11, subcommittee reports. 11A, the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee for Groundwater Management Plan Update. Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved that minutes in November 10, 2015 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Committee with Groundwater Management Plan Update are accepted and incorporated in these minutes and the following recommendations. The subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Professional service contract with Olson Associates is recommended that the general manager be authorized to execute a professional services agreement with the Olson Associates for the groundwater management plan update in a not to exceed amount of $149,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and district legal counsel and the committee. So approved.
Thank you, Director Thompson. There's no motion on the, motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler?
Yes.
Cross?
No.
Staff?
No.
Leahy?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conway?
Aye.
John Conway?
Yes.
Richard.
Yes. Moving on to agenda item 11B, the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the November 10th, 2015 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations are hereby adopted and approved. Number one item was a preliminary design of the regional detention basins WP6 and WP7. This was an informational meeting and project update, and no action was taken by the subcommittee. Moving on to item 2, is amendment 1 to the final design professional service contract with fire engineering for WP6 and WP7. Subcommittee recommends that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed amendment number 1 to the professional services agreement between the district and fire engineering for final design services in a not-to-exceed amount of $1,218,319, bringing the total maximum not-to-exceed contract amount to $1,483,564, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approved by the district legal counsel. And I so move.
We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Evening, Sean.
Sean Malotz, 10404 North 132nd Street, Omaha. I just wanted to ask what the estimated cost to complete both WP6 and WP7 are at this time.
The engineering or the project?
The entire project.
I think we're still working on that number. It isn't finalized yet, as it's just preliminary.
And that's fine.
Amanda, do you estimate? Or Mike, what was your estimate in the test or your presentation? Yesterday or Tuesday.
All things included between the two of them, very simple, somewhere.
13 or 14 million.
Each or total?
Total.
Okay. Is that available somewhere? where I can find that, the breakdown? It's in the report from Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yep. That's all.
Is there anybody else from the public who wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Lake.
Yeah, two questions. One sort of goes back up to number one about the preliminary design. I didn't quite catch it in the podcast, and I couldn't see the PowerPoint presentation. But one of the reasons we went with FIRO is because they were sort of thinking outside the box with number six, trying to get some more tracks of development, if you will, instead of having a bigger dam. Or is that still part of the design? Is that still rolling along like we were presented back in the subcommittee or the ad hoc subcommittee? Okay.
That's the intent, yeah. Okay. If you want more specific answers, I can help.
No, that's okay. Fine. Okay. Then the second thing is the application for the water sustainability funds.
Yes.
So are we then the applicant of that? So we will have two applicants in with them, or will we have more? Or is this just the only two?
We will have the levy. We will have these projects. And then I believe we have a couple of, they have a small application of $250,000 or less. We're working with some other districts on applying for that fund. So we may have four or five, depending on how those go. But those are smaller type of specialized projects.
More
studies.
I assume there's no cap. I haven't read the rules.
Well, yeah. Who knows how many will apply.
Okay.
All right, any further questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Poodle?
Yes.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Brett Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Moving on to item three is Amendment 5 to Professional Service Contract with HDR for Dam Site 15A. Subcommittee recommends the General Manager be authorized to execute Contract Amendment 5 to HDR's Professional Service Contract for the Papio Dam Site 15A project in the amount of $94,797, bringing the total not to exceed contract amount to $3,805,549. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and district legal counsel. And for the subcommittee, I so move.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Yeah.
No.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross?
No.
And Chairperson?
No.
Moving on to item 4. Subcommittee recommends that the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed Memorandum of Understanding to demonstrate the district's intent to provide a cost share to the Missouri River Levy Project in partnership with several funding sources outlined in the memorandum, subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Once again, I have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 5 is a Little Papio Channel Rehabilitation Project Cooperation Agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Recommended the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed Little Papio Channel Rehabilitation Project Cooperation Agreement with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, subject to change necessary by the General Manager and the District Legal Counsel. And I so move.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Brett Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 6 are bids for 2016 district vehicles. It's recommended the low and best bid of $31,822 submitted by Woodhouse Ford for one 2016 Ford F450 be accepted with the trade-in of the district's 2004 F350 serial number, and you can read it on the board, and that the low and best bid of $19,780 from Gray Gung Chevrolet from one 2016 Chevrolet Equinox be accepted with the trade-in of the district's 2004 Chevy Blazer LS with serial number as stated in the memorandum, and I so move.
All right, everyone's going to have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Director Frost.
I think that F-350 should be put out bid. That they gave us is way underpriced.
Underpriced?
Way underpriced.
Would we require a motion from the board to declare that property surplus, and then we would have to, or the board would have to agree on a mechanism to dispose of that, either a sealed bid or an auction. And so you're talking a several months delay before you could possibly do that. So obviously, that's up.
Director Conley.
I have a question. When the bids come in, we're looking at a bottom line amount, the difference between the price they quote for the vehicle less trade-in, and I, for one, director, don't know how much they've adjusted the bid price for the vehicle versus the trade-in amount, and whether or not we could buy the vehicle for the price without the trade-in. And so they may have loaded one end and unloaded the other one. It's still the net difference to us is what we're evaluating.
Right. We don't know how they do that. I mean, that's probably a trade secret, I'm sure, how they do that. But I don't know if they discount the price because of the working with the district, or I know it's GSA pricing, I'm assuming. So,
all right, any further comments from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion. Looks like Director Jaff has a question.
I thought in the handout we had on Tuesday was outright purchase of the pickup was $35,000 plus, right?
Correct.
So, we do have that answer. So,
that's what the trade in.
That's without the trade-in.
Okay.
Okay. So I would second Mr. Frost's motion that we issue the pickup at surplus and sell it some other way.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. There's no motion on
there
the floor.
There was no motion on the floor.
I'll make the motion. Make it surplus.
So you're making a motion to make the F-350 surplus?
Yeah.
I'll second it.
And to do what with it?
Out afterward to the highest bidder.
Sealed bid or auction?
Auction's good, huh?
All right, we have a motion and a second on the table. Substitute motion to place the F-350 as surplus and sell it at auction. Any discussion from the board on the motion by Director Frost? Director Jack.
If you went on Blue Book value for that pickup at 170,000 miles on poor condition, because it is a diesel engine in demand, is worth between 85 and 9,000 on sale. It was trade-in value was at 6 if you was going to, and again, that was on Blue Book value.
All right. Any other comments from directors? Director Thompson?
I should note out that when we went out for bids on that, we did get two trade-in prices on that, this being the best trade-in. So in essence, we did get competition, and I think it's extremely foolish to undo that, especially with based on Director Conley's statement about how that affects the purchase price. In essence, because we're changing the terms of their contract or agreement with Woodhouse, we'd have to, in essence, cancel that bid, and who knows what the price would be. I seriously doubt that we would get a better price by extracting that and trying to auction it off at whatever expense that takes to get a new bid. We'd, in essence, have to reject the bid from Woodhouse. That's not part of the motion, and that would probably make your motion mute. That's my comment.
All right, any other comments from directors on the Director Frost's motion? All right, seeing none, roll call on Director Frost's motion.
Director Whittle.
Abstain.
Bonnet.
No.
Fred Conley.
No.
John Conley.
No.
Fowler.
No.
Sprouts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lady.
No.
Thompson.
No.
Chairperson.
No.
Gales. Yay. 7A.
All right, so moving back to the original motion for agenda item number 6, the bid on the 2016 district vehicles. Any further comments from directors?
Yeah.
Yes, Director.
The trade-in value on a vehicle is basically a split between what the dealership thinks it can resell, the risk premium that it thinks it's going to pay to fix up that vehicle, bring it up and have it on their box distribution or resell itself. So we're just basically splitting it, and then we've got an actuarial table that they use to determine what that trade-in value is going to be based on what they think their profit will be on resale. And I think Director what the second in there may have been better. You may have achieved, I understand what you guys are trying to do, but it's more of a policy change. Probably take that up in policy and procedures for surplus equipment going forward.
Thank you, Director Bond. Any further comments or questions from directors? Seeing none, roll call on the original motion.
Bonnet?
Yes.
Fred Conley?
Aye.
John Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Ross?
No.
Yeah?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Woodall?
Yes.
Careford?
Yes.
Item 7 is the Hell Creek Grade Stabilization Interlocal Agreement. It's recommended the General Manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal agreement with the City of La Vista and the City of Omaha for final design and construction phase of Hell Creek Grade Control Project, with a district cost share amount not to exceed a maximum of $675,000, and that further the General Manager be authorized to execute a professional services agreement with Felser, Holt, and Ulvig, FHU, for the Hell Creek Grade Control Structure Project in the amount not to exceed $142,745, all subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and District Legal Counsel. And it's further recommended that the Board waive the provisions of Policy Number 15-2, Purchasing Professional Services, for the FHU agreement, and I so move.
All right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff? Or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Woodall.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
And Sherford.
Yes.
That completes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Moving on to agenda item 11C, Finance Expenditures and Legal Subcommittee, Director Jim Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Be resolved, minutes of the November 10th, 2015 meeting of the Finance Expenditure Legal Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes under the following recommendations. The subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, discussion on the draft fiscal year 2015 audit. There was this was an informational item. No action was taken by the subcommittee. Item 2. Elkhorn 240 Street Project right-of-way acquisitions. Recommended the General Manager be authorized to execute a purchase agreement for Elkhorn River 240 Street Project Track 3 in the amount of $61,065 for a channel easement containing an area of 9.268 acres and such other items, terms and conditions as deemed necessary by General Manager and District Council and Committee. So,
all right, we have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
John Conley.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chair.
Yes. Thank you, Director Thompson. Moving on to agenda item 12, Treasurer's Report. Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of items of 11A to 11I inclusive, and I move their approval.
Second. Second, that. All right, you can do it. We have a motion on the table. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to speak to this item? Staff or directors? Seeing none, roll call on the motion.
Fowler.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Lady.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Right Thumb.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Chairperson.
Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Agenda item 13, legal update from David Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had set this for potential action dependent on the Board of Appraisers returning a final report and the Camden action that did not occur. Okay. So at this time, I did not have any updates on it, on those items.
All right. Thank you. Agenda item number 14, Chairperson's report. Just the announcement that the 2016 National Association of Conservation Districts annual meeting will take place in Reno, Nevada on January 30th through February 3rd, 2016. If there are any directors that are interested in going, please let me know. I've gotten some interest from a few directors, but if you get back to me within the next week or so, I would appreciate it, and we'll figure out who will be attending those meetings. So again, just send me an email or give me a call. I'd be more than happy to talk with you. Moving on to agenda item 15, General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attached for your information is the information education report. No, it's not, because it wasn't submitted for the month of October. So I'll have to talk to the staff who's responsible for that and make sure we get that submitted. So, item B, personnel miscellaneous items. We have an annual all employees meeting November 18th. So we will be getting everyone together, even from up north, to have our annual get together. Item C, report on purchases, construction service, professional service, personal property for October is attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report, the meeting was canceled in October. The next partnership meeting is scheduled for November 19th here at the NRC building. And a bunch of news clips are attached for your information. And
no, we don't need.
Okay. Any questions?
One question on the news clips about the departures that the World Herald was. Is that one included? Did I miss something?
That's just their
editorial.
Yeah, they're shaking up the editorial leadership a little bit.
But, I mean, is it going to affect the... Do we think it's going to affect the editorials that we've been getting?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think we're pretty...
I've seen it a couple times before, but like we get public polls stuff when it's positive,
mm-hmm.
but they aren't included when they're negative. Can we just see them all? I mean,
if there's a negative one, we usually include.
Well, even the one, a positive, this one is referencing the one that was negative, but the negative one isn't in here. And it's something I've seen a couple times before. And I just think,
that was
adults here. Let's,
that was a negative one to the, I believe it was to the city's contribution of $10 million, not to the district. So it wasn't negative to us. It was negative to the city.
But I think it's still talking about a project of ours, you know, and usually if it's positive, talking about a project, it's included. If it's not, right. It's something I've seen before. I just wanted to bring it up.
The negative one was didn't reference the levies. It only referenced the
okay.
So that we don't include anything from other entities that in the pulse. Okay. We typically try not to. That's an interesting section of the paper. Anything else? But if we get anything, we'll send them to. Any other questions? Okay, that concludes my report.
Thank you, John. Agenda item 16, informational
Mr.
items.
Chairman.
Yes, there's comment.
Did we skip over item 13A3?
I have been told that we do not need to vote on this.
No, we will bring that up in December.
Thank you.
Item 13 is skipped altogether.
And in December we'll have policy review, right?
Yeah, policies come up in December.
All right. So agenda item 16, informational items. The next board meeting will be on December 10th, 2015. And before we adjourn, I do want to thank the veterans in the room that have served. Once again, it's a pleasure to be on the board with you and to be working with you. For those that work with the staff, your service is greatly appreciated. And it's good to see it observed once or twice a year, but something good to keep in mind all year round. So thank you, guys and ladies. And lastly, I would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving if I don't see you before then. With that, we are adjourned.